The decision to sell valuable property for $10 by the Richmond City Council has ignited a fierce debate about the role of Planned Parenthood in the city's priorities. Transcript the president's speech. Fury. I'm the president of the Virginia Medical Freedom Alliance. I am appalled. I'm just going to tell you physically, I want to vomit that you want to sell this property for $10 to an organization that wants to kill our children. I want to be very clear about that. That is what Planned Parenthood does. They kill innocent children. They take them from the womb, and not only do they charge for the abortion, then they have the audacity to sell the tissue, the organs for profit. And this is the organization that is lauded and applauded by the City Council of Richmond. We want to become known as the abortion center for the South. We want to be known as the city that is willing to sacrifice the lives of our children for profit. Not only does Planned Parenthood strip the lives of children from the womb, they damage the mothers. They damage their uterus, their fallopian tubes. They damage their fertility. They also have engaged in the wonderful practice to castrate chemically our young adolescent girls and boys and make them permanent patients, all in the name of healthcare. Because here in the city of Richmond, we really care about people because we want to castrate them, or we want to kill them because we're afraid. We're afraid of children. We're afraid of children in the womb. We're afraid of children crying. We're afraid of adolescence and the blooming and all of the things that go along with the wonder of adolescence. So we need to stop it. We need to stop it as fast as we can. And what greater gift do we give the people in the city of Richmond by building this and giving them this property for $10 so that they can destroy our families? No, make no mistake. Doctor, you have about 10 more seconds. What you are doing, may God have mercy on your soul. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The issue at hand. Recently, the Richmond City Council approved the sale of a piece of property for $10 to Planned Parenthood. This decision has sparked outrage among various community members, including the Virginia Medical Freedom Alliance, whose president expressed strong opposition to the move. The contention centers around the nature of Planned Parenthood services and the perceived impact on children and families in the community. Planned Parenthood services. Planned Parenthood is known for providing a range of reproductive health services, including abortions. Opponents argue that these services result in the termination of innocent lives and have lasting negative effects on women's health. They point out that Planned Parenthood not only charges for abortions but also profits from selling fetal tissue and organs. Impact on mothers. Critics highlight the potential harm to women who undergo abortions. They assert that such procedures can damage a woman's uterus, fallopian tubes, and overall fertility. These concerns underscore a broader fear that the organization's practices may have long-term detrimental effects on women's health and their ability to conceive in the future. The broader implications. The opposition to the property sale extends beyond the immediate health concerns. Detractors believe that supporting Planned Parenthood with such a favorable deal positions Richmond as a hub for abortions in the South. They argue that this move prioritizes profit over the well-being of children and families, ultimately leading to the destruction of familial bonds. Chemical castration concerns. Another point of contention is Planned Parenthood's involvement in providing treatments that opponents label as chemical castration. These treatments, often related to gender transition processes for adolescents, are seen as irreversible changes that create lifelong medical dependencies. Critics argue that these practices do not reflect genuine healthcare but rather a harmful interference with natural development. A call for action. The president of the Virginia Medical Freedom Alliance calls for the community to stop what they see as a harmful path. They believe that Richmond's current direction, as exemplified by the property sale to Planned Parenthood, compromises the sanctity of life and the health of future generations. This vocal opposition aims to galvanize support to prevent similar decisions in the future and to protect the community's children and families. Conclusion. The decision by the Richmond City Council has ignited a fierce debate about the role of Planned Parenthood in the city's priorities. The controversy underscores a deep divide in perspectives on reproductive health services, the value of life, and the protection of families. As the community grapples with these issues, it remains to be seen how future actions will align with the values and beliefs of its members.